So please tell me about yourself and your company.
Great. So I'm Elad Maladix. I'm the president of Clarifruit. And together with my two partners, Avi and Ruby, we actually established Clarifruit about 3.5 years ago. And just maybe a word about how the idea came up. Clarifruit was born actually primarily through my partner, Avi, who's really the product visionary of the company. And he used to work for HP for about 10 years before establishing Clarifruit. And at HP, he actually ran on the R&D side the world's largest automatic testing product for the software world. Huh. He's also coming from a farming family background. And in about 2017, he had a very interesting observation. And the observation he had was that software and fresh produce are actually very similar. I know may sound funny initially.
How that is.
There you go. if you think about it, both software and fresh produce are merchandise whose quality is changing on a daily basis. Oh. It's very unique, as opposed to an iPhone or a chip that's coming out from a foundry. And the minute it's being produced, the quality is fixed. It's very different for both software as well as fresh produce. Now, 20 years ago, HP has invented automatic testing for the software world because they recognized that the supply chain of software distribution was very inefficient and they needed to apply an automatic testing concept to this industry. Avi recognized that actually the fresh produce industry, which as we all know, is a very long, complex and inefficient supply chain, mm-hmm. will benefit enormously if there was an automatic testing concept applied to that supply chain. And that's really how the idea was born. Clarifruit has essentially developed an automatic quality control platform for the fresh produce industry. Essentially what it means is we developed software that has two components. Component number one is a mobile application that you can use on any smartphone that exists today in the market and actually allows you to perform a quality control inspection of your fresh produce in an automatic way through computer vision technology that we have developed and have patents on and some other integration that we have. And even more importantly, we have a web app, a management and analytic dashboard that generates in real time data and insights that really are not available today in any other platform.
So you have customers all along the supply chain. Can you tell us about your different customers and what problems you're solving for them?
Sure. So first, let's start actually, who is our target customer? So if you think about it, across the supply chain, from literally the grower down to the front store of the retailer, there are about 10 to 12 points today that people already perform a quality control inspection on a sample basis, right? Between whatever, 0.5 to 2% of the supply that's coming in. It's already being tested today, just in a very manual way with very limited data. What we're doing is automating this inspection process. And effectively, the entire supply chain who's performing those tests are going to be our customers. We started about 2 years ago going to the market and we focused on the marketing companies, the guys in the middle, the packer shipper mm-hmm. That works with all of their growers on the upstream and sell to the retailers and wholesalers downstream. Mm-hmm. And we have expanded in the last actually 6 months downstream to the wholesaler and the retailer segment. So today we effectively work with the marketing companies downstream to the retailer. The pain point that we are addressing is multiple, and it also depends on the segment that we are interacting with. But if you think about it on a high level, the biggest pain point, and I'm talking dollars wise, right? The biggest pain point is the rejections that are taking place in the supply chain. Mm-hmm. Based on information that we've seen, the average supplier in the market is suffering from about 7% financial loss as a result of rejections. And at the end of the day, the automation that we have with the AI and computer vision technology and the digitization that we are allowing, they are all tools. They are tools in order to do two things. Number one, help the supply chain to reduce the rejections that they are experiencing today. And number two, give them real-time data so they can make better decisions, like who is the right guy to sell to, where should they ship it based on shelf life prediction, and effectively help them maximize, I call it the wallet opportunity with the customers that they are interacting with.
It's a great amount of information that can really help things move through the supply chain much better. So which crops are you working on and focusing on? Just anything that moves through the supply chain, or are there particular crops that you've focused on?
Okay, so maybe I explain just before I go there, explain for a minute the solution that we offer. Our platform essentially can digitize any fresh produce category that exists in the market today. Digitize means that, let's say you are a retailer who has 275 fresh produce categories. We can essentially upload all of those categories on our platform. So you can digitize the entire quality control process and the quality standards that you are using, right? So your inspectors, wherever they are, don't need to actually use pen and paper, Excel, or an electronic form anymore. Everything is going to be performed through the mobile app. Now, we have developed our own computer vision technology to be able to analyze external attributes like size and color and stem color automatically through algorithm. We're just taking a picture from the smartphone. And this solution today is already commercially available for 10 produce categories. Started with table grapes. Then we went with tomatoes, stone fruit, cherries, bananas and pineapples, as well as the citrus family and apples. So altogether, we have about 10 produce categories that are already automated. We're going to have 10 more added to that automation capabilities within 2021. And I expect that within the next 2 to 3 years, we'll get to the vast majority of the volume, which is about 45 produce categories.
So you truly are a global company working across the supply chain of wherever the food's going. Where in the world are your customers? What different regions are you working in?
So about 2 years ago, when we really started to go global, we actually, our first international customers was Gazex, or Hessex in Spanish, which is in Chile and is the world's largest exporter of stone fruits. One of the top five in grapes. So we started really in Latin America, and we have a very strong presence there today across Chile, Peru, and Mexico. We then expanded to North America, both in Canada as well as in US. But I would say that probably the strongest market for us has been Europe, where we work with multiple very big marketing companies as well as a retailer.
And do you have offices there, people on the ground in these different areas, or are you able to do it all from Israel?
So good question, because the answer would have been very different in March last year before the COVID. So today we actually have offices both in the Americas, North America and in Latin America, as well as in Europe. They usually, those offices include sales team, as well as operation and a team that essentially helps with the initial implementation. But what's interesting is that in the last year, especially between March to December in 2020, because of COVID, we worked with customers globally. And I'll mention just one of them, for example. We just started to work with Dole International. We're doing all of the QC for Dole's pineapples, bananas, and we'll do the other categories as well. And the entire implementation process for Dole, which took about 4 months, has been performed totally remotely. So we do have the local operations to honestly help close the loop quicker, but we have demonstrated the ability to actually implement very complex projects with very large customers in a total remotely way.
So this episode on the podcast is focusing on Israel, and there are an amazing number of ag tech and food tech companies that have started in Israel, and most of them are global. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's such a good place to start companies, and why are there so many good companies that have launched there?
So I think the answer here is twofold. From a technology perspective, Israel is probably in the top two ecosystems in terms of technology entrepreneurial. Number one is probably the Silicon Valley, and Israel is right behind it. So Israel is a leader within technology, entrepreneurship, and development in any technology sector, right? Not necessarily agritech. This is a result of the nature of the people and the, I think, a lot of the culture-related attributes that people are growing into here. Specifically for the ag tech and fresh produce in our case, I think there is, to be honest, the local supply chain here, let's say within fresh produce, has a much higher or stronger propensity for technology adoption than you would usually find for other fresh produce players in the supply chain. So I just think it's easier to get your first couple of customers here, like the beta product, and check it with them and refine the product initially before you go out of the world. And people here also on the supply chain side would be receptive for errors and mistake, and they understand how it works. And that's I think the important underlying mechanism that enable new technologies to flourish out of Israel.
Oh, that's really interesting. I haven't heard that point of view before, but that makes a lot of sense. So what new technologies do you think are still needed in the produce industry at this point? And do you see those being developed?
Yeah, so you know, there's a lot of new technology that I can think of for the entire supply chain, obviously, but I'm going to focus on technologies which are related to the quality, which I think, again, quality is important in any business, right? But as I mentioned before, in the fresh produce supply chain, it's more important than anywhere else because the quality actually changes on a daily basis. So it's really tricky to be able to measure it. I think two things are very important that should happen over the next 3 to 4 years. Number one, I would like to see the digitization trend really taking off across the entire supply chain, not just in specific silos in the retailer, for example. It really needs to go across the entire supply chain. And we have seen, by the way, a huge acceleration of that since June last year. And the reason I think it's important to happen is because if we really want to be able to figure out the shelf life prediction accurately, right, in order to help in reducing the waste in this industry, the only way to figure out shelf life is by having a digitization and collaboration of data across the entire supply chain. One silo having the information is not going to do the work. So that's one thing that is really important. And I do see a bunch of other startups and companies attacking this digitization trend from different places. And I'm really hopeful that we're all going to be successful in convincing the suppliers and the retailers that this is going to create a lot of value for these guys. The second new technology that I'm hopeful will be relevant to the supply chain is hyperspectral technology. Okay, so if you remember, I mentioned that we developed our own computer vision technology to take pictures and analyze automatically external attributes. The technology that is it's being performed on is the cameras that we all have in our iPhone and Android devices. And it can only measure external attributes today, right? Including defects, but only external. The holy grail would be that you, Vani, will take a picture and it will be able to analyze not just the external attributes, but also the bricks, or firmness, acidity, pH, because then you're actually going to be able to analyze the entire quality of the fruit or vegetables and get a grade instantly. And when that happens, our technology is going to be applicable not just to the professional supply chain from the farmer to the retailer, but also to the consumer. And I think when we get this hyperspectral technology, which by the way, already exists, it just costs between $15,000 to $20,000 per camera in the sorting machines.
Might need to get that cost down a little.
Well, yeah, but and people are working on that. But I think it's probably going to be in the next 5 years when we start getting this technology into the camera of our smartphones. And at that point of time, what the way it's going to play out is you're going to be able to pull up the Clarifoot app from your phone, go to the supermarket, and before you buy this blueberry or watermelon, you just take a picture and you'll get instantly the quality grade and the shelf life prediction. And that's going to be a whole game changer for the industry in terms of waste reduction. But again, we're going to need hyperspectral technology to get to the smartphones. And that's probably 4 or 5 years away from us. So today we're focusing on the professional supply chain, automating the QC process with the combination of their industry devices like refractometer and durometer. But really the vision is to be able to do it for everyone down to the consumer as soon as we can get this technology to the smartphones.
Well, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And I look forward to those things coming to market. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Vani. Have a great day.